PastramiNation.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another exciting podcast from Pastrami Nation. I'm Nolan, and here I have Jason Smith.
Hi, everybody.
I have Jason Smith.
Hello.
And I have Dim Sum Hottie.
What's up, guys?
We have a lot to talk about today, so this is going to be really cool. Okay, the first thing we want to talk about is it's a new show. People are kind of going crazy about it. It's called Penny Dreadful, and it's about monsters and creepiness and stuff like that. And so we're going to talk about it. We're already, what, 4 episodes into it?
Absolutely.
So we want to talk about the pros and the cons, what everybody's opinions are on this. So Dim Sum Hottie, if you want to go first.
Oh, I'd love to. I have been waiting for weeks to come in and talk about this. I'm obsessed. It has become an obsession for me. I think that Penny Dreadful has stirred up all of the emotions of the classic novels and monsters. With even though it's in an old setting, it takes place, you know, but it's still modern. It's so amazing. It's making me stutter. Can you believe it?
That's a first.
I think that every single character on this show has been exquisitely written in. I commend the writers. I give them major kudos. I really do like all of the interactions. I think that they just mesh so well. Everything makes sense. Nothing's out of place. I love it.
Well, and I would like to say I love it. But now that we're 4 episodes into it, the 4th episode has kind of put me off from it. I really did like how we have all these classic monsters. We have Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein, Frankenstein's monster. We have these creepy undead things with the weird skin that doesn't really peel back.
It was
really cool. With the hieroglyphics up on them. Really cool. We have what looks like it'll be a werewolf. But after this episode, I think the thing that's gotten to me is, what's the best way to put this? The mature nature of the show. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I prefer more like the gore part of it and more action as opposed to the sex scenes and stuff like that.
I think that the reason why it's like that is because it is a pay channel show. I notice if you watch, you know, Game of Thrones or True Blood or any of that, there is a what I would call a soft porn-esque with all of those shows. And I think it's because the outlet is the pay channel that they can do these things, so they definitely utilize them.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Nolan on this one. This last 4th episode just felt like I was watching gory porn. It's like I kind of lost track of, oh, there's monsters here, you know? I
mean, like Gorn.
Yeah, hey.
It's its own genre.
But I do agree with Dim Sum Hottie on that. This does seem to be a trend. This is what turned me off from Game of Thrones, was this mature nature taking over the show, in my opinion. And I know a lot of people are going crazy over Game of Thrones. And a lot of people are obviously going crazy over Penny Dreadful. It just got renewed for a 2nd season. It's pretty awesome. But, yeah, for me, I think with this 5th episode just about to come out, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to have to depend on you guys to let me know how things go with our friends over there in Penny Dreadful.
I'm going to obviously keep watching it. I like it. I can agree, like you were saying, you agree with her and you have your own opinions. I kind of agree with you both, too. But I think that there's going to be a lot more to it than just bunch of people running around having sex with each other and getting cut up. I mean, there's still a lot of questions that are unanswered.
Backstories.
As far as, yeah, who's who, where they came from, and what's really going on.
On tonight's episode, we're going to get Vanessa Ives' backstory, which is someone that I'm smitten by this girl. I think that she is a wonderful actress. I think that her character fits her perfectly. Every single character, I am hook, line, and sinker. Every interaction between Dorian Gray and Vanessa Ives is so sexually charged, yet they don't even touch. It's not even funny. I love the sexual nature of it. I honestly do. I don't find any, I don't know, weirdness or whatever. I'm not an old-fashioned kind of girl. But I think Timothy Dalton is doing a wonderful job as Sir Malcolm. I think that there's so much more in there besides just that part that it would take something, I don't know, something really bad to turn me off of this show.
I think it's going to be about time for some action. I mean, if I don't see like a good amount of action in the next probably couple episodes, then I'll pretty much get a good idea of where they're going direction-wise with the show. You know what I mean?
And that's a big thing with you, I've noticed, is that if you guys take... if they give away everything in the first season, this is not going to last. You have a very short attention span when it comes to that. Whereas I've been watching shows... Okay. I've been watching shows that have been on for 7, 8, 9 years, season-wise. You know, I can't lie. I was a One Tree Hiller... hardcore. I watched every single episode that show was on for years. If they had given it all away and we couldn't grow with these people, there wouldn't have been that many seasons. And that's what I like. I like watching shows. Friends, 10 years. I grew up with these people. I watched them get, you know, fall in love, heartbreak, get married, get divorced, have babies. That's what I love about shows.
Right. It wasn't like a one-trick pony.
No, absolutely not.
Every episode, there was just somebody... like the same thing happening over and over. There was, like you said, there was a lot of different things going on.
The first season is your opening. You know, that's where you get a feel for everything and you find out whether you want to go back for season two. And I think, I know that I will. I know that I am a Penny Dreadful for life.
For life?
For absolute life.
I'm just
life.
Waiting for some of that League of Extraordinary Gentlemen to come out of it. You know what I mean? Because it's there. It's there. It's really the same. I'm not going to say the same concept, but you know what I mean? You've got like a lot of the same characters.
Same setting.
You know, so it's kind of like...
I think this is done better.
I think they're going to go to Africa, and they're probably going to get into some shit and start beating people up.
Bleep.
I think I would have loved to see more gore from the Frankenstein monster character. Yeah. You know, his firstborn. Just, we got him ripping that guy in half, but I'd like to see more, you know. Just, you know, people have got to say, hey, freak, and whatnot. And then it's just like this big, smart, disfigured man comes up to him and says, hey, demon, you'll create me a bride. I mean, I want to see him actually do something, like if they stick to old...
But if you forget that the classic Frankenstein was a love story, that's what Frankenstein wanted. He was given everything else but love. This is what you guys forget about these classic novels. And this is what I love about doing this with you guys, is because I'm a girl and I think about that stuff. A lot of these classic novels, every single one of them, Dracula, it was all of these novels were about love. Trying to find love, Dracula falling in love with Mina, you know what I mean? Frankenstein wanting a bride. This is what this stuff is, and I think that's probably why it's got me hooked right now.
True, but I think, like, if you remember the Robert De Niro Frankenstein from 1994, he wanted all those same things, and at the same time, he snapped a little kid's neck just to, hey, look, I'm not messing around. You're going to create me my bride or else, you know?
Absolutely.
And I would like to touch on that because, I mean, you're right, you know, it's the first season, you got to develop characters and whatnot, but there's a fine line between doing that and being boring. Breaking Bad, first season, like, it hooked you. You know, you wanted to know, like, what is this teacher going to do? And with Penny Dreadful, it started off great. I loved it. It hooked me. And then you're like, wow, that was the whole episode? Like, what happened? Like, I don't know what happened.
The seance was cool.
The seance was great. I tremendously love the Ives character. I think she's amazing.
She was crazy.
She just went crazy on that seance.
Yeah.
But yeah, there wasn't enough to hold me. You know, and there's so many other shows out there, so many other things to do that if it doesn't hook me, unfortunately I gotta drop it, you know.
If the action picks up, we'll let you know.
You mentioned Breaking Bad because when that show came out, I attempted to watch it on my own without Jason, and I went through about 3 episodes before I was like, I cannot watch this. I found in the very first few episodes, I thought that it was filmed so poorly. It reminded me of like a 70s movie. The way that the whatever, you know,
is that because of the old Winnebago?
It was just, I don't know, the Whitey, the Tidy Whiteys, the Winnebago,
the Walter Whiteys,
all of it. You know what I mean? I couldn't get into it, but once I started watching it with Jason, I was hook, line, and sinker as well. And I love Breaking Bad. You know, there's a lot of shows I'm like that with, like The Walking Dead. Oh Lord, how many times can we freaking wake up? Oh no, zombies are going to eat us and we've got to kill them. It's for me, there are just things that I can't get into, but I am a girl after all, and I am a sucker for love.
And I think that might be the difference.
It is. Love. Especially love between two different species, or, you know what I mean? Things like that.
I would like to see the demographic.
I do love Twilight. Is that what you're saying? Don't say.
To do like Penny Dreadful.
I do. I do.
There's got to be a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
There's got to be a target audience for Penny Dreadful. And it's obviously not, I don't know what the demographic is, but it's.
I think it has to be people that.
Ripping a guy in half every four episodes isn't working.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's for the more. Intellectual people that like the classics, and I'm not saying you guys are dumb. I don't mean that at all.
Rip in half.
Because remember, if our podcast listeners remember, I'm the one from Mayberry, apparently. But yeah. I do believe in love.
I know what it is.
I guess we're all idiots, but her. Aww.
No, not at all.
It's okay. Jason, it's okay. We're all idiots.
We'll probably spend the next few podcasts trying to sway you back, and I'll try to fight the good fight and say, hey guys, you know what? You're gonna have to go watch it now because.
And I hope you do.
Because now Jack the Ripper's on the loose and the werewolf has gone nuts and Dracula's pissed and all kinds of stuff going on.
And Van Helsing.
There's an X-Wing fighter.
We
coming
did. We
through.
Met Van Helsing.
Oh yeah, Van Helsing, an old we Van did. Helsing.
This is just. I think this is gonna be A1 material, boys.
Well, we look forward to you. To
I give
your
it
opinions
a two
on the next
thumbs
ones.
Up and a 10. Not wow. that you asked, but that's what I personally give it. Okay, you wow. want to see how far the obsession has gone?
Yeah, let's go ahead and God. See.
I'm going to have to show you this. This is the
it actually
this
is kinda cool.
This is the Penny Dreadful live wallpaper, which is the old map of London, which when you touch it bleeds. This is how A1.
That's just kind of a cool.
I like
wallpaper.
That. That's pretty awesome.
I have. And okay, one more thing.
And nobody's having sex on that wallpaper.
One more thing that I'm going to go ahead and do. Showtime has something called Showtime Sync, okay. which when your shows are on Showtime, which they do it with all of them, Californication, all of them. I only do it with Penny Dreadful at this point because I need to catch up on Californication. Sorry, guys. You turn it on my iPad and it hears that you're watching the show and it asks you questions. In between, so you have literary roots. You have it has become a way of Sunday nights for me.
It's interactive.
It's transmedia.
I love it. I've never ever in the history of owning a cell phone that could downloaded a live wallpaper from a show. Nor have I ever downloaded an app to sync with something I'm watching and like watching it, answering questions, asking opinions. What do you think about this scene? Would you go have absinthe with Dorian Gray? These are the questions that they ask you. Do you think they'll ask you questions like predictions? I think last week's was, do you think that Vanessa Ives and Dorian Gray are going to be bedfellows in the end? I obviously got it wrong because I didn't expect what happened.
Everybody got that wrong.
Oh yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Jeez.
I still think that the charge between Dorian and Vanessa is so strong that it will happen. It's Dorian Gray after all.
After all, yeah. I do like that you mentioned the transmedia part of it because that we were talking about what is the audience, who are they aiming for? That's who they're aiming for. Those who connect with transmedia, with cell phones and iPads, and it's brilliant of them to do so.
It's obviously working.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, yeah.
On 25% of people that watch it.
You just called me a sucker.
Yep. I did, but I didn't call you an idiot.
I am. I'm a sucker for love. I said you guys weren't idiots.
Back to the podcast.
It's on the menu there, Nolan.
All right, so what's coming up this week? It's E3.
Oh, I was going to say Monday is coming up, but...
Well, yes, the obvious is Monday. But E3 is coming up. What's E3? It's the big video game expo. It's going to at least be in Los Angeles for the next few years. And we're all excited about what's going to come out of that show. Jason, if you want to tell us, like, what games are you looking forward to being either announced or more fleshed out?
They have to premiere something for Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront 2. I'm sorry, Battlefront 3. They have to premiere something for that. That I would like to see Gears of War or something. I don't think it's going to. They're way too early in the development to even have anything put together yet. That's really it as far as I want to see. Yes,
you forgot one.
What?
Shadow of Mordor. We both agreed that we saw that. And
Shadow
we thought
of Mordor.
I was waiting for someone to call my name.
I was going to say things like The Witcher or something else that's obviously not going to happen. I don't even know.
Till next year, yeah.
Now, mind you, I am not a Middle Earth fan. I was tortured for many a night with the Middle Earth that he had. I didn't like it at all. But I'm going to tell you, Shadow of Mordor, I cannot wait.
It does look good.
It looks amazing. Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of anticipating Mad Max.
Yes, me and you both. There goes our midnight release.
Mud World for us.
All three of us had our dreams
shattered. In one fail swoop.
Murdered, Soul Suspect. Oh, that's another one that I personally want to play.
That's out right now. Yeah, you can watch that on... I've been watching a lot of Twitch on the Xbox, you know, just watching other people play games. And I think Twitch, if you don't use it, that is the... one of the best ways to preview a game if you're thinking about buying it. And I think
it's important because you can see gameplay. That's something that we don't get anywhere else.
You're watching people play the game and they're talking. A lot of these guys that are out there broadcasting are they're being interactive with their watchers. You can interact with them via chat and ask them questions while they're playing. They answer you. It may be a little creepy for some people because you're in somebody else's living room with them, kind of.
That's
kind of
creepy.
It is a little bit, you know what I mean? But so far, I haven't seen anything like bad experiences. It's not like the old days of Uno on Xbox 360, but if you want to look into a game you're considering buying, go to Twitch, watch people play it, see what it is, see how fun, you know, how much fun they're having with it, how much fun it is to watch. I watched them play Murdered for a while the other night, and it looks really good. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it or not.
I just heard about it this week at GameStop, and I was going to pre-order it, but I was actually talked out of pre-ordering it by somebody over there because they said, like, yeah, it's probably not going to be worth full price purchase.
Really?
So I want to see more of it. It looks intriguing to me. It looks different.
Go on Twitch. And watch, I mean, just sit there and watch it for 10, 15, 20 minutes. And apparently there's a fight about to break out in here or something. I'm not sure what's going on.
There's a silent fight going on over here.
Yeah. I've never seen mute people argue like this before.
It's Dim Sum Hadi and the other Jason Smith.
I say the two most fun people here.
It's fingers and...
you.
That's all you had to say. Oh.
But anyways, I do want to say something about that real quick. Murdered is just... It's a game based... You're a detective.
That has been murdered.
And you've been murdered. And you have to basically solve your murder via the underworld. You're a ghost. You know, you're walking around. You're interacting. I seen there was parts where you can possess other people in the game and interact with real life environment, and it looks damn good.
I agree, and I do want to. I'm gonna have to check out Twitch and see, you know, some gameplay.
So good
on that
you forgot about it.
But you did bring up you brought up The Witcher and you brought up Mad Max, and that brings up the delays in video games that we just had recently. Of course, The Witcher was officially announced for next year now. It's been delayed. Looks amazing. We will have a trailer at E3, but we know we're not seeing it this year. Batman Arkham Knight, which has always come out in the fall, will now be coming out in the spring, 2015. Mad Max, yeah.
No.
Believe it.
No.
Yeah, Mad Max.
Mad Max has been delayed till next year. So all 13 of you that wanted to get that game, you got to wait a little longer.
That'll be 11 besides me and Jason. Apparently, if your name is Jason Smith, you're really anxiously awaiting the arrival of Mad Max.
They're saying on E3 that Batman Arkham Knight's coming out December 31st.
Yeah, because there's no definitive date given for it yet. Mm. So that's always that default date. Everybody gets December
31st. The
Witcher's
saying February 24th. That's official. Battlefield Online November 3rd. And then we've got Super Smash Brothers for Wii U December 31st, along with
I hope
for those of you that got a Wii U for your Christmas.
What about the new Assassin's Creed, you guys?
I haven't heard much about it.
No,
Assassin's Creed Unity. I mean, I'm a big fan of the series.
What about the Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat 10. We know that is coming out in 2015. We saw the teaser trailer, which, of course, shows the trademark ninjas, Scorpion and Sub-Zero. Looks awesome. Oh, and another fighting game is Killer Instinct Season 2, which we're all hoping includes TJ Combo and Cinder. And
oh, yeah, it's got to.
Riptor.
I would think.
And, Maya. Heck, yeah.
So what are you anticipating more? Killer Instinct or Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat.
All right.
Just because of fatalities.
Yes. Just making sure we're...
Had this been like Killer Instinct just coming out, that would be more of a challenge. But
yeah,
Mortal Kombat has fatalities, hands down.
And friendships.
And babalities.
And animalities.
And brutality.
Nolan, you can
interject. I got nothing. I have nothing. I do want to bring up another fighting game that hasn't been brought back yet. It's a fighting game called Primal Rage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. If Primal Rage, I don't know what I would do with myself if they made Primal Rage again. Oh,
is this something
I'd faint, but
you're hoping for, or are you actually?
I am hoping for.
Heard, got something.
I am hoping for. I mean, I must have spent like half of V3 at the Video Game Museum playing the Primal Rage arcade game, and I still remembered Blizzard's fatality.
It was pretty sad. He was beating little kids like
E3 around you, and you're playing Primal Rage the whole time.
And there's nothing that's been brought up for it, but you never know. Those games kind of just pop up.
Everything seems to come back. Killer Instinct came back. Look at the movies that come back. Everything comes back. It's music.
It's a circle of life.
Video games. What's the
circle? She wanted to start singing.
Oh, I thought she was going to start singing.
Go ahead. Do it.
Oh, I won't.
Oh. We're almost graced with the voice.
The angelic voice.
Not angelic voice.
We didn't say angelic.
No, he did.
I said angelic.
You're not wearing headphones.
Dim some hoodie.
Not so angelic. Uh-oh.
Oh, another thing about E3 that I'm really relieved for is thank God the Kings are playing in New York for Game 3 of the Stanley Cups, because do you know what it's like driving to...
Do you know what a mess it would be if that was going on down there?
That happened to us the Wednesday, the last time the Kings were in it. I'd never seen so many cops blocking so many streets in my life. It's like,
oh. We're going to have to get down. Oh, that's the other thing that's going on this week is the Titanfall / NVIDIA Game Expo. For those of you that cannot get a badge to E3, like us common folk.
Yeah, us common folk.
You know, 3 out of 4 of us.
That leaves me to say that I will be at E3.
Yeah, we're not going to E3 because we would rather go to the Titanfall NVIDIA Game Expo.
Yes.
It's going to be across the street from E3, so you guys can watch us have fun.
I will watch you from across the street.
You'll give us a good wave.
You will see us from the convention center. It's actually being held, I believe, Caddy Corner.
That's really smart of them to do this because you're capitalizing on the crowd that's already there, which is probably about 60,000 people.
Yeah.
So why not? So as you can see, Pastrami Nation will have a presence at both of those events.
Right.
Which I think is the silver lining here. I think that it sucks. I think that, you know, if you ask all of us, would we rather be at E3 or this NVIDIA convention, every single one of us is going to say E3.
It's like asking for a 10-speed bike for Christmas and getting a unicycle.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh, wow.
A unicycle, huh?
It's not even the big wheel bike.
It's like socks on Christmas. But I'll be honest with you. Even if I was going to E3, I still would have registered and said, you know what? Hey, let's go walk across the street real quick and check out the NVIDIA.
I think I need to register for that.
I would for Pastrami Nation's sake.
Over there and go.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the last night to register.
Well, I beware.
At the NVIDIA.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of speculation about that. And I've been pretty much on the no train for a while.
Get ready, guys.
And here's the thing. We're at 225 likes. If we're up to 250 by the time it happens, I will go.
Up to what?
To the NVIDIA. 25 more likes by the time it happens. I'll go. You guys want me there? Get me there.
Oh, you'll go, all right.
So we need 29 likes.
25. We're at 225 right now. I said 250.
Oh, I didn't know we were at 225.
I am on our website right now, boys. We are at a nice 225. If we can get up to 250, I absolutely will be there in shining colors.
Well, time for me to bust out those
no.
Fake fantasy football email addresses I made just so I could win.
And somehow we got exactly 25 likes.
Just for that, nothing. I'm going to go ahead and every single new like we have, I'm going to check them out.
You're going to validate them.
And I will go on those pages and I will say thank you.
Oh, they'll thank you back, all right. The Hawaiian guy, the Samoan guy.
So you heard of that, everybody. 250 likes. Dim Sum Hottie will be at the NVIDIA video game event.
Are you going to compete in the Titanfall tournament?
I have no plans on it, no.
They are going to, what they're going to do is they're going to do basically a two-team tournament. They're going to be giving away like graphics cards, NVIDIA hardware, Titanfall stuff. They're going to do like two teams, 6-on-6. They're going to have five of us regular folk on each team and then one Titanfall pro from Respawners. They're going to be there to help.
Well, I don't know how many people follow these podcasts. I don't know. It could be 5. It could be 10. It could be 50.
I think it's somewhere around a million.
If, ooh.
It's right around
well,
there, yeah.
For the, give for or the, take for 100,000. For the right around million of you that follow us, if you follow us, you know that in the very first podcast, I pretty much announced my disdain for the fact that there was nothing for me to, I don't know, take a bite of with Titanfall because of not, you know, not having the campaign. So therefore I have no interest in competing.
But still to be there and to be covering the event.
I will be there.
That would we support will cover, we support me.
Give me 25 likes and I will be there.
I say that's an easy enough task. I think we can do it. Yeah. I think Pastrami Nation.
I know we can do it.
Oh no. I wish you guys could see
his
face.
It will happen. It will happen. I'll just talk to 25 people at work or something and say, guys, I really need your help right now.
Yeah, for sure. I'll go. I'll support you. I will take lots of pictures. I will do what I need to do, and you will get what I think about it on Pastrami Nation.
Either way, Pastrami Nation is covering
E3 absolutely.
And the Titanfall NVIDIA Game Expo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Simultaneously
Nolan at
taking
E3,
place
Jason and Jason at NVIDIA.
In Los Angeles, California, this coming up week.
It's going to be a pretty great week. I'm excited for it. I know you guys are excited for it. No dim sum hottie.
Do me a favor. Get a good picture with you next to that Panzerhund. Please.
Yes.
Because that thing is cool. I saw the picture of it on the...
We loved that thing last year. It's pretty awesome, yeah.
It was... That's awesome.
We have two more things we want to cover. Of course, it's a little bit of old news right now, but hey, it's still new to you if you haven't heard it. The Batsuit worn by Ben Affleck. My thoughts on it are I think it's pretty amazing. Very Frank Miller, Dark Knight look to it. Very comic book look to it.
Not overdone.
No, not at all. I really love the design. Looks great. And that's it. Yes. Short ears.
We're looking at it.
It's.
I think these are cute. They remind me of a Scottish Fold kitty.
I like the ears on it way better than the long, tall.
Yeah, definitely. I like how it's not that whole exosuit, suit of armor kind of thing that we've come to see in the previous Batman movies. Not that I have anything against them, but this is more your traditional comic superhero as opposed to a guy in a big black Power Ranger bat suit.
I have a question for
he
you
looks
guys.
Like a badass.
We all know for you almost million followers that I don't read comic books, but what is the significance of the suit looking, is it supposed to look like skin and veins now and not like a polyurethane suit he's wearing or something like that? Is that what the detail is for? Is it supposed to look like that? Is it supposed to be skin? Is he?
I think it's more of like a throwback to how the comic book ones are like spandex. Like it's over your skin to where you can see the like.
Oh, okay.
So that's more to that instead of the plates of armor that we're used to seeing from the Christian Bale Batman.
Looks like some pretty tight spandex.
Looks like they made Batman actually go to hit the gym.
Actually, I just pulled this up. He does look pretty much like his suit with just a t-shirt on.
Right.
So you're
Val
right,
Kilmer
boys.
Couldn't put on those muscles like that. Yeah, that's why.
I mean, I'm going to have to say, and this is a little off topic, Ben Affleck is on his A game with this girls.
Enough of that already.
And I hear crickets from the guys.
That's what I said, girls.
It does look a comic book and almost like throwback.
Oh, and breaking, Ben Affleck's Batman suit does not have nipples. Thank God is what I've just read. I guess we're happy about it not having nipples.
Thank God and damn you, George Clooney, for that bat suit.
Yeah, what was with that?
No, damn you, Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, he's
damn
yeah.
you to hell.
Yes, Joel Schumacher, there's a special place in hell for you.
And I think, and on top of that, I think Ben Affleck would make a really good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I was always on the fence about this. I thought like, no, Ben Affleck, really, he was Daredevil. That's
yeah,
crap.
Yeah,
but I'm on board now.
I think that personally,
he's going to be a better Batman.
Anything trust. After the last guy in his odd voice, Christian Bale, is that his name?
I don't wear hockey pads.
That's just really weird to me. I just
agreed.
I couldn't watch it because there was no way I was going to sit through 2 hours of listening to that.
How can you take it seriously?
I couldn't.
You can't.
It's hard.
It was hard.
It's hard.
Despite like the great performance by Heath Ledger as the Joker, you still have this Batman who's just overdoing it. So yeah, very much looking forward to that.
You guys heard that they offered him that spot, right? Christian Bale?
No, I didn't know
that. I heard that they did. I heard that they offered him that spot and he turned it down.
Thank you, Christian Bale, for turning that down. I'm all on board for a fresh start, so.
I think Ben Affleck will do good.
Yeah, Batfleck. He'll be
Batfleck.
Batfleck.
I think he is looking good, ladies. Go see the movie.
How do you guys feel about Jesse Eisenberg as your Lex Luthor?
That's a really good question.
I think you caught us off guard with that one.
That's a really good question. I think he's a great actor, but I don't think he's Lex Luthor.
Who?
Zombieland?
I think they should have got Gene Hackman.
No? Also the Facebook movie, right? The Social Network? No? He was great in Zombieland. He was maybe that even, geeky little...
Damn it. Breaking Bad. Walter White.
No.
He could have been Lex Luthor.
He was the rumor.
I was like, that's not him.
Bryan Cranston was
Bryan
the
Cranston.
Rumor.
Yes. Yeah, really? That was actual rumor?
The whole media thing.
Because I could see him.
Yeah, because it was like, we wanted Heisenberg, and we get Eisenberg.
Catchy.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been the perfect.
I think so, because he could have, he had that like.
And what's his name?
Jesse Eisenberg. Eisenberg.
Oh, him.
He's going to look weird bald.
He's the bad guy?
He's Lex Luthor.
Isn't he a little too young to be playing the bad guy with Ben Affleck? No offense, Ben
with
Affleck.
Ben Affleck
is...
and Henry Cavill. Yes.
I just don't see it. Oh, man.
I'm with you on that.
No.
It's like, I don't know, it's like my kid playing my nemesis. It makes no sense to me.
I don't like it.
Is that bad? Should I not be saying this? Are people going to start hating us now?
No, I think a lot of people are thinking the same. Because like I said, in Zombieland he was great. But this isn't Zombieland.
No.
Like you're the bad guy of all bad guys in the DC universe.
Wow.
Gene Hackman would have been better.
Tell you what, he better do a good job as Lex Luthor, or we're going to get the Woody Harrelson from Zombieland to beat some more wholesale ass out of him.
Even Woody Harrelson would have been a good Lex Luthor.
Woody Harrelson would have been a great
Lex Luthor.
He
could have done it.
He's kicked wholesale ass for a lot less. And the Zombieland lines keep coming, people.
I have to look up the age difference between these two.
Also have to watch Zombieland.
Yes.
You have to.
Ooh. So Eisenberg, is that his name?
Yeah.
1983 and Affleck 1972, but such a big difference. That's 10 years. Like, that's not
for a criminal mastermind.
That's
pretty
cute. I can't take the okay. Oh man, dude, preconceived notions, can't take it seriously.
No criminal masterminds were born in 1983.
I'm gonna have to, you know, and I usually don't get on the Jason train, but I'm gonna on the Jason train with that one.
You gotta be born in later. Well, you gotta be older.
Jason, are you on the Jason train?
Very much so. I think, yeah, it's got to be a little older than that.
All right, well, the Jason train's leaving the station, so get on.
Then I'm going to be the weird one and say that, like, I'm going to trust what they're doing. I think that they made that choice for a reason. He had to have done something in the screenings to impress them. So I think this might be a Heath Ledger thing. Like,
could be a bust. Alive.
Yeah, so, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see when we see more character designs, when we see Wonder Woman, who's going to be in it.
It's not going to be Linda Carter, though, is it?
No, it's the... It's the lady from Fast and Furious. I forget her name. Godalt, something like that. I think she'll be good. But we need to see more of what's happening, though. Because so far, it's just the bat suit and the Batmobile.
I wonder if they're going to have the invisible jet.
Cheesing it up. Okay, and the last thing we want to talk about, it's just a little thing. Nobody really knows about it. It's called Star Wars. Episode 7.
What is that?
It's this little sci-fi movie that came out a long time ago.
Like I said, nothing cool came out in 1983.
That's not that movie that. Where they like hung toys by fishing line and like...
It's kind of like Star Trek, but then...
What's that?
It was when George Lucas kicked you in the face with groundbreaking special effects and a storyline that won't go away.
Ooh, but when the claymation hit me, I think the leg fell off.
There's no claymation.
Oh, my bad.
Actually, the program Adobe Photoshop was actually created just for Star Wars back then.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, neither did I till this semester.
You played it like you've known it. Like, yeah, did you know, by the way?
School is good, okay?
So, yeah, Star Wars Episode 7. Of course, Star Wars is like the big sci-fi property. Everybody loves Star Wars. Everybody loves Star Wars.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Everybody loves Star Wars.
So, okay, that's fine. I'm taking the title as a nobody at this point.
And it's official.
Can I just ask you real quick?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is it you don't... What do you not like about Star? I don't understand.
I think for me, I have a really hard time connecting with any kind of sci-fi. I didn't get into The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, Star Wars, Star Trek. I think my dad watched a lot of Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, you know, whatever, back in the day. Yikes. And I was forced to, like, sit through, you know, Klingons and Dr. Troy and Captain Picard and number one and number two.
Take that out on Star Wars.
No, I'm just saying that it just
number
never...
one, go take a number two.
Like, everyone has seen that meme, seriously. I just never was able to get into that sort of sci-fi, which is really odd because I do love, you know, your Draculas and all your classic stuff, but I don't know.
Is it because there's not
love?
There is love.
There
yeah,
is.
Yeah, between sister and brother. Woo-woo.
Incestuous at first. Yeah. But it's...
No, remember the whole, I love you.
First
and
it's
his
sour.
Is, I
oh,
know.
I know.
Oh, first
the
it's
most
sour.
Gangster line in any fucking... Oh, my Star Wars movie ever.
Yes.
I know.
It is. It's amazing.
About to get frozen in carbonite. I know.
Yeah.
It just didn't... There was...
Wow.
There are some movies that I think that they made way too many sequels for, and I think this is one of them.
They haven't made enough for me.
But with episode 7, it's a... I believe this is going to be a return to, like, the old way of making it. We're going to see more of, like, people in suits being the creatures. And we saw photos leaked by TMZ. It shows a very large, massive thing. It shows, I guess you can say, like, a construction of a Millennium Falcon. You see... which
a full-scale one.
And what I would say is it has to be Tatooine just by looking at the planet.
Yeah, it is.
It has to be. So, of course, three of the four on the podcast are overly excited for this.
Yeah, I just...
I think wow. that them putting the old characters from the original in the movie gives me a reason to go watch it so I can giggle.
And then we'll kick you out of the theater.
Oh, I won't go with
Mark Hamill's going
to
kick ass.
I have to go with other fellow
Harrison
non-Star
Ford
Wars
is going to
people.
Kick ass.
Was I talking?
We're, and Pastrami Nation will all be there dressed up as Star Wars characters at
I
the
will
midnight
not.
Opening.
Which will you be dressed up as?
I'm Please say Princess Leia.
I'm going to say a Wookiee. I'm going to say a Wookiee.
I'm going to be the Emperor from episode 3.
Hey,
you
hey,
got, I bet you could do the Emperor voice too, can't you?
Can I take a guess on Jason?
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
Can I take a guess on what you're going to go as?
What?
Bubblehead. That is your favorite character, right?
The mic has been dropped. This isn't the first time, folks.
Maybe.
Ooh, maybe you want to go as Queen Amidala. You kind of look like
No,
that.
I'm thinking he's going to be a Boba Fett or a Han Solo. He's going to be
a Han Solo would be a really easy one, like the throwback with the black vest.
Like
and then Dim Sum Hottie could tell you, I love you. And then you can say,
I know.
And that would be perfect.
Yeah.
But I won't.
What would you be?
The girl in the back laughing.
No, you would.
Did I hear Wampa?
A Huda? Somehow I feel like I just got completely dissed, but I just don't get it.
I'm making fiberglass
look
wings
up Wampa
for the Tahoe, and we're going to go drive that. It's going to look like an X-Wing.
Your faith in your friends is yours.
Your what?
Oh, it's a Yeti.
Basically. Yeah. It's like a snow Yeti.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a snow Yeti.
It's one of the most awesome beasts.
Well,
and he's missing a hand.
I'm going to have to start, like, stop shaving. It is summertime. And then bleach the hair.
You got time.
It's very much like the thing in the matter.
I do.
So, Wampa, Boba
no,
Fett,
no.
Emperor, and a Wookiee. We're going.
No.
It's official.
And it is good to see that they're going back to a classic way of filming with the puppeteering and the...
I think that's a great way of
and the models
films
and everything.
And
I would rather see a bunch of dudes running around. I'd rather see like 500 people. Let me finish. I would rather see 500 people running around in stormtrooper outfits than a bunch of CGI... Dude, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, I'd rather see a bunch of dudes. Go ahead.
I was about to say, we're still talking about Star Wars right now. It's Penny Dreadful.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah.
So, good job so far.
How did I get hooked up with you goons? You guys don't like... This is what happens, you guys. When you hit your 30s, for some reason, time stops. Like, boys don't like to go, like, any further. You know, you need a new phone. What do I need that for? You need to watch this. Well, I don't like that. I like the way it was back in the 70s. Like, You guys are killing me.
I wasn't born in the 70s. What the heck?
But yeah, you're talking about movies that came out then that you're obsessed with and love. So these are things that, you know.
Because that's the essence of what we fell in love with.
Not afraid to say I love Star Wars.
And that's perfectly fine. Absolutely.
One out of four of us is.
But one thing that happens between Dorian Gray and freaking...
Is that what happened? Is that what happened between Dorian Gray and... Oh.
It's very possible.
One small little thing.
How werewolf, he's such a giver.
A kiss.
Whoa.
I don't know. Maybe it's different for girls. I think girls kiss girls. Boys don't kiss boys. I don't know.
And I think that's a great way to end it. So I want to thank you all for tuning in again. Signing off, this is Nolan.
Jason.
The other Jason.
And Dim Sum Hottie.
See you next time from Pastrami Nation.
PastramiNation.com. Pastrami.